Hello and welcome. My name is Kato Sepp and I'll be your host for today's Video Game of the Day. Today's Video Game of the Day is Ultima, later known as Ultima 1, The First Age of Darkness, released on the Apple II in 1981. Ultima is the first game in the classic computer RPG Ultima series, and the second game published by Richard Garriott, better known under his pseudonym Lord British. After the success of his first game, Akalabeth, Garriott went to university and used what he learned to refine Akalabeth into what would become Ultima. As a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, Garriott wanted to create a single-player computer game experience of playing a tabletop role-playing game. Players start off creating their own character, which can be a fighter, cleric, wizard, or thief. They are then tasked by Lord British, the king of one of the eight kingdoms in the world, to defeat the evil wizard Mondaine, who crafted a gem that makes him immortal. In order to defeat the evil wizard, players must travel across the eight kingdoms to find a time machine, which can take them back in time before Mondaine created this gem so he can be defeated. Gameplay is non-linear, with the player being able to explore the world as they choose. Each of the eight kingdoms contains a number of quests and dungeons to explore as the player searches for the missing time machine. While the game mostly maintains a high fantasy setting, a number of sci-fi elements do enter the mix, including a segment of the game where the player must pilot a spaceship and shoot down enemies. While critical reception of Ultima 1 was lukewarm, particularly towards its high level of difficulty, it was notable for being one of the only role-playing games available on the Apple II in 1981. It was a huge success for its time, and would go on to become one of the largest RPG franchises in gaming. The entire franchise is currently available on GOG and works on modern Windows and Mac computers. Thank you so much for listening. Please consider leaving us a review on Amazon to let us know what you'd like to see going forward. We'd love your feedback. Also, head to videogameoftheday.com for links to our social media. We're posting screenshots of some of our games of the day on Instagram, so head on over to see what these games look like. Check back here tomorrow for another Video Game of the Day.